This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, folks. There's significant conversation both by President Trump and others about exempting Social Security benefits from income tax. Sounds great, but is it? Some have said it is actually fiscally irresponsible because the whole scheme is more complex than most people recognize. Here to talk to us about it is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
So, Ted, fair characterization, very complex issue, this no taxation on Social Security.
Very much so. And related examples, too, would be no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. All of these have potential pros and cons and unintended consequences. To stick with Social Security for a minute here, really one of the things that's happening is that an increasing number of seniors are getting hit with taxes on their Social Security payments because the threshold hasn't been adjusted in decades. It hasn't been indexed for inflation. It hasn't gotten any other updates in a long time. So, you know, basically, without going too deep into the weeds, essentially for seniors whose combined income, including half of their annual Social Security benefits, exceeds $25,000 a year for individuals or $32,000 for joint couples, if you're above that threshold, you're going to be taxed on at least some of your Social Security. And like I said, that threshold hasn't been changed in so long. So right now, about half of seniors are getting dinged with Social Security taxes. And this is a pretty low threshold. And that's really a lot of what's behind this desire to do away with taxing Social Security. It's a popular campaign talking point as well, of course.
Wouldn't it be a better approach to just index these brackets? I mean, they've been indexing income since what? I think in the late 80s the first time, and they adjusted it in the early 90s, if my memory serves me correct.
That definitely sounds like a reasonable suggestion. I know there's often a lot of gridlock in Washington, so it's hard to get agreement on anything, but it sounds like a reasonable suggestion to me. Some of what's behind all of this also is the question of Social Security's long-term future. And at what point, if ever, does it run out of money or do benefits have to get dialed back? And that's some of what's going on with all of this, that basically the more gets paid out now, there might be less in the future, or also the taxability part that does fund some government operations. Now, we could say a whole mouthful about all of the tax changes being discussed right now. And you know, a lot of this is wrapped up in President Trump and Elon Musk's effort to pull back on a lot of government spending. And it's just tough to touch these programs that a lot of people count on and they feel like they've paid into. And I feel like Social Security, I mean, it's often been called the third rail of politics. I mean, that's an especially tricky one. I feel like you might get a little more agreement on no taxes on tips or no taxes on overtime. But even there, there are potential unintended consequences. So a lot still to be sorted out.
I was doing some research in preparation to this, and in 1999, about 19.5% of Social Security benefits were taxable. That rose to 33% in 2017, and now in 2022, the most recently available data, right at 38%. So the number's growing. More, as you just pointed out, more and more Social Security beneficiaries are having to pay taxes.
That's right, yeah. So if there are changes here, if this is no longer taxed, it's mostly going to help current seniors and especially higher earning seniors. The potential downside is on the longer run, that a lot of Gen Zers and millennials are not quite sure what they're going to end up getting out of Social Security. But the feeling is that if there are fewer taxes collected now, that might actually leave less for these younger workers in the future. So that's one of the possible unintended consequences here, that a movement not to tax Social Security helps maybe in the here and now, but maybe not so much in the longer run.
So I've got a text here. It says, and a lot of times this question comes up, didn't we already pay taxes on this money?
There are some exemptions that, like, certain income is set aside. I mean, we do pay into the Social Security fund, but that's different from the income tax part of things. A lot of this gets into sort of arcane aspects of the tax code. I mean, sometimes President Trump has said, well, why don't we just do away with income taxes in general? I mean, that's a more radical proposal, but there is some talk about the whole tariff thing. I mean, could there be an external revenue service instead of an internal revenue service? A lot of this comes back to just the changing nature of government and a lot of these regulations. There's a lot still to be figured out. I think it's going to be hard to get a lot of agreement among lawmakers on changes to Social Security. I do think what's more likely to pass would be something like no longer taxing tips or overtime.
Yeah. I was also surprised to learn that the revenue from taxing Social Security benefits actually go, it doesn't go like into a general fund or a big pot. It actually is dedicated to other Social Security programs. So if you eliminated that, you actually then have to find another revenue source for those other programs as well, right?
That's right. And that's why the worry is that this may not be a good thing for people who are not currently retired, that if you're in your 20s or 30s now and you're paying into Social Security, but there's just less money replenishing that fund, could that maybe advance the point at which benefits run out or really more likely would be curtailed? We don't foresee a situation when Social Security is totally bankrupt anytime soon, but what is much more likely is some sort of cutback. Either you don't get all that you were promised, which would be a big political risk. I feel like that would be less likely to pass. What I think is more likely to happen ultimately is the retirement age just gradually gets pushed back. And we've already seen some of that. This often happens with a very long lag because politicians are wary of angering current voters. So what they may have to do at some point is just sort of kick the can down the road and say, if you were born after a certain year, your full retirement age is now later, you know, maybe at 70 or something like that. Not an easy change to make, one that would probably be phased in over a long period. And some of this also is reflective of, we might just mention briefly, that Social Security was never intended to be a full replacement for seniors. It was more supposed to be a supplement. So we should maybe acknowledge that. The other thing is people are living longer. So, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of this does just showcase that a lot of us have to fund our own retirements through 401ks and other programs. I mean, pensions are less of a thing now. Social Security is not going to replace everything. The average check is about $1,800 a month. So it just goes to show the changing nature of retirement, I would say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I was looking at the data, and I know you guys talk about this a lot, I was surprised that 62% of the beneficiaries don't pay income taxes at all, which means that as single filers, they make less than $25,000 a year, or as joint filers making less than $32,000 a year. That was a startling statistic for me. You know, and we talk about this all the time, but when it kind of slaps you in the face when you think about how are these people making it?
That is an alarming statistic, and it does go to show that a lot of seniors are living very close to the edge. Unfortunately, if they don't have savings or a pension or retirement funds they can draw on, because like I said, the average Social Security check is about $1,800 a month. Now, you multiply that out by the 12 months in the year, it's about $21,600. That's not a whole lot to live on. I mean, especially with prices going up as much as they have, interest rates going up, it does go to show the precarity that a lot of seniors are dealing with, unfortunately. And that backs up the stats you're talking about people that are below the threshold to file income taxes, but that it's hard to stretch that money.
Yeah, And I don't know that the no income, look, I'd like to pay no income tax on everything. I mean, it's a pipe dream, but I mean, you know, I think everybody kind of has that yearning, right? You know, it's like, sounds good to me. But when you look at the way that this whole thing is financed, and I feel safe in saying it's kind of done in a haphazard fashion, to say the least. There are a lot of people that would be significantly hurt by this if we went to no taxation on Social Security, because when you look at the way that this is set up, the scheme is set up today, it doesn't bode well for the future of this fund if we in fact do that. Sounds great. Nice little political talking point. But this is a very complex issue that gets even harder to wrap your head around if you start doing tweaks like this.
I agree. And like you said, the majority of these recipients are already not paying taxes. So that may be another example of where this sounds better than it is. I also do think it's relevant with these other no taxation pushes about overtime and tips, for example. I think the unintended consequence there is if overtime is not taxed, employers might rely more on that and use that as kind of a sweetener for workers and hire fewer people. And then that may not be a good thing for those looking for work. It may also leave people overworked who do have jobs. The no taxes on tips thing, I know it's a popular talking point. I feel like, again, the worry there is that those people are in a pretty precarious position to begin with. a lot of Americans are tipping less. We've done a lot of research into this, and we show that Americans are tipping less at restaurants. They're tipping less at hair salons and for taxis and ride shares. And so if that overall pie is shrinking, even if it's not taxed, that may not be a great outcome. And the other thing is also just how it relates to the workforce. If more employers are incentivized to make their workers tipped workers, there's not a lot of safety net. They often don't get paid vacation or other benefits. The federal tipped minimum wage is $2.13 an hour. So there's just not a lot of wiggle room there. So I do worry about some of these no tax on whatever programs sounding better than they really are.
Yeah, it's interesting. Number of other countries in Northern Europe and stuff have really, you don't tip, right? And you're a W-2 waged employee with benefits, and they treat it differently from a tax perspective in order to encourage businesses to move to this model. And then at some point in time, some of these countries, I think Denmark actually may be one of them, they mandated it. And so you don't tip there. You know, it's all, they're paid a wage to wait on tables.
Well, something that I think is interesting about tipping is that we're seeing a big push into new areas, quick service restaurants, coffee shops, food trucks, places where we didn't used to tip, and now we're being asked for a tip on that payment screen. And apropos of all this, California now has a $20 per hour minimum wage for fast food workers. And I know that's an expensive place to live, and you know, some of these establishments have been the ones asking for tips to kind of make up some of the difference. But, you know, where I'm going with this is that it sounds great as a worker to make more money, but the unintended consequence is then employers often pull back. Like, I was actually in California recently, and a lot of their fast food places are relying more on automation, where your order is taken on a screen and you don't really deal with a human until they hand you the bag at the end. That's some of the unintended consequence behind a lot of these things, is that what's the market reaction going to be? If it's more expensive to hire workers, are they just going to hire fewer of them? Or like I said, with the no taxes thing, do some people just get kind of reclassified as maybe they're not a salaried worker anymore, now they're a tipped worker, and they're kind of at the whims of their customers, and that is potentially worrisome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting about where we now are, feel like we need to be tipping, where we historically have never tipped. And I think that drags down in the other areas of where we historically tipped. And I think that's actually contributing to less tips. I worked as a waiter. I'm very sensitive to that issue. I always have tipped very, very well. I appreciate great service, and I tip accordingly. But, you know, I have the benefit of having a few extra dollars that I'm willing to share. Not everyone has that ability, right?
That's right, especially with inflation having made everything so much more expensive. That's part of the tipping backlash, is people feel like they're paying enough already and they can't afford to give 20 or 25% on top of that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up. The more you look into this, the more difficult you recognize the implementation of these suggestions and policy changes are. You know, I'm not a betting man, but I would bet, like you talked about, I would bet against this passing and ever being implemented. And we'll probably be talking about this 5 years, 10 years from today as well. Ted Rossman, as always, we appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. That's Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. We will be right back. We'll go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870. What do you think about this policy change, or the possibility of this changing and no taxation on Social Security benefits? Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.